what we don't tell our school volunteers. You have been assigned to a tropical storm. She is forming in a relatively warm school, the outer edge of her frayed, but eyes calm, still. You are in the socket of the storm. Don't be fooled. Strong winds gather in her bones, energy derived from the evaporation of soft things, a mother, a good night's sleep. Losses recondense, form waves that wear down whatever fine thing is left. Her father, having endured sustained winds for years, is swept away by part-time jobs that blow in clothes or food, but not both. And that is why the girl winces as she shambles from class to you and chews two sizes too small. When you open the workbook and say, "Alicia, your teacher suggests we begin on page 7, she will taste the sound of her name, full and lush as a pear. Hold on to, for days, what has been plucked just for her. Week after week, you'll sit in a tiny chair, battered in a bumpy stream of sentences as Alicia drags her chewed-up fingernails along a path lit by moons that hang from a ragged sky. As pressure builds, fight the urge to sweep this gathering storm of girl into your pocket and head for home. You must not mistake the beating heart for yours. There will come a time you wish you had never signed on. It will pass. Despite the bleak forecast, do not give up. Know that warm air, lighter than cold, must rise. Imagine Alicia breezing into the harbor, see her moor herself to a mountain, tango with clouds, coming momentarily to rest near the slip with her name on it. Until then, hang on. Keep reading and feeding her pears."